Okay, I want to start with a number today. A specific number that I found when we were breaking down this documentation.
Hit me.
Four.
Four.
€4. According to the source material on this Auto Content API, that is, roughly the cost to produce a professional, localized, lip-synced video.
Which is, I mean, that's frankly absurd. It completely breaks the math of how media gets made.
It really, really does. We talk a lot about the digital economy here,
Yeah.
and usually the conversation is about noise. Everyone complains there's too much content.
Right.
But reading through these sources, they kind of flip that argument on its head. They say we haven't hit content saturation at all. What we've hit is a production bottleneck.
And that is such a crucial distinction to make right at the top. I mean, think about the shelf space. YouTube, Spotify, TikTok. It's effectively infinite. You
Right.
can upload video forever. The servers aren't going to fill up. The bottleneck is us. It's human. We're limited by how fast we can type and film and edit.
Exactly. And that brings us to our mission for this deep dive. We're not just looking at a tool in a vacuum. We're going to run a little simulation. We have two players.
Okay.
On one hand, we've got the patient, a company called Sling, or Sling by
Yes,
Toast.
right. And for anyone who doesn't know, Sling is a really practical nuts and bolts tool. It's for employee scheduling, communication. Think restaurants, retail, nursing, real world messy logistics.
And on the other hand, we have the engine, the Auto Content API. And I want to be super clear here. This isn't just like a chatbot that helps you write a tweet.
No, it's described as an industrial engine for media.
So the plan is to take Sling, a company with a very, very hard to reach audience,
Yeah.
and see what happens when you plug them into this infrastructure. We're asking, how can Sling use this to just dominate their market?
And we're not just talking about writing a blog post. This is about building the automated
It
enterprise.
feels a little sci-fi, which I love,
Yeah.
but I know you want to keep us grounded in the money.
I do. Because the cool factor of AI, it fades pretty quickly. The unit economics, that's what actually changes industries. When you go from spending, what, $3,000 on a video down to €4. You stop making decisions based on budget.
You start making them based on strategy.
That's where the revolution is.
Okay, so let's set the stage with our test subject, Sling. I was digging into their site to figure out who actually uses this thing, and it's a very specific demographic.
It is. It's a lifesaver for managers, but specifically for what we call the deskless workforce.
Deskless. That's the key word right there.
Yeah, I mean, if you've ever worked in a restaurant or managed a shift-based team, you know the chaos. Who's covering Tuesday? Did Sarah clock in? Oh no, the health inspector's here. Sling handles all of that. Shift scheduling, time clocks with geofence.
All that stuff. But here's the problem I see immediately. How do you market to those people?
Exactly. Think about how B2B software is normally sold. You write a white paper, maybe a long email sequence, but a restaurant owner, a head nurse, they're not sitting at a computer waiting to read your PDF. They are on the floor. They're driving to the supply depot. They're on a smoke break.
Their attention is just, it's completely fragmented. They're busy.
Totally. To grow, Sling needs to reach these people where they actually are. They need to be in their ears with audio while they drive, on their phone with TikToks during a break.
On YouTube for quick tutorials, they have to be everywhere.
But traditionally, that is a nightmare. I mean, creating that much content across all those channels.
It's a resource nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's look at the old world numbers from our source data. If Sling wanted to do that audio, video, social blog, they'd basically need four separate departments.
And the cost is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it in the breakdown. Outsourcing just one podcast episode, it could be anywhere from $100 to $15,000.
And video is even worse. A professional explainer video, you're looking at $3,000 minimum, usually closer to $10,000. You need a script writer, a voice actor, an editor. It takes weeks.
So what happens?
Companies like Sling just don't do it. They pick one channel, usually a blog because it's cheap, and they just ignore the rest.
Okay, so this is where the Auto Content API claims to solve that bottleneck. But I want to be clear on how, because AI content usually just means, asking ChatGPT to write a bad blog post.
Right.
This seems different.
It's fundamentally different because of the inputs. The concept here is content transformation, not creative writing.
Okay, walk me through that. What does transformation mean in this context?
So the premise is that Sling already has the intelligence. They have technical manuals on how to use the software. They have internal data, release notes.
All this existing text.
Exactly. The API lets them feed that trusted text into the engine, and the engine transforms the format.
So it's alchemy. You drop in a text PDF about, I don't know, how to manage overtime. and out pops a video, a podcast, and a social post.
Precisely. You're leveraging assets you already own.
Yeah.
And that brings us right back to that €4 figure. You're just stripping away the studio time, the actors, the editing hours.
Right. Okay, let's apply this to a real pain point for Sling: customer success. Because for a tool like this, getting a user is only half the battle. You have to keep them.
Churn is the enemy. So imagine a new restaurant manager signs up. They're stressed. They open the dashboard and they see labor cost optimization and geofence setup.
And if they don't get it in 5 minutes, they're gone.
They're gone, or they file a support ticket. And nobody, I repeat, nobody wants to read a 50-page manual on how to set up a geofence.
Exactly.
So Sling could use the explainer video's endpoint of the API. They don't hire a studio. They programmatically crawl every single help article they have. How to approve time off, how to set shift trades, all of it.
And then what happens?
The API automatically generates a, say, 60 to 90 second horizontal video for each one. It'll have an AI avatar, maybe a professional looking manager type in a polo shirt, and that avatar walks you through it step by step. Click here to set the perimeter, click here to save.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
Do people actually watch these? Does it feel, you know, uncanny? We've all seen bad AI video.
The tech has moved so fast. The source specifically mentions the movement is natural. But more importantly, look at the behavior data. The source says embedding video increases dwell time on a page a lot.
Oh, that's interesting.
It makes that page 53 times more likely to rank on the first page of Google.
So even if the AI human is a little stiff, the utility is there.
Utility is the keyword. If I'm a confused user, I just want the answer. I don't need a Spielberg production. And think about the support savings. If that video answers the question, that manager doesn't file a ticket. You're using robots to teach humans how to use software.
And you're scaling your support team to infinity for pennies.
Exactly.
Okay, so that handles the visual learner who's sitting at the computer. But let's go back to your deskless worker. The guy driving the truck, the nurse driving to the hospital. They can't watch a video.
Right. And this is where we get into dominating the ear. Audio is the fastest growing segment in media, but it has the highest barrier to entry.
Yeah, because of the gear. Mics, soundproofing, editing software. It's a hassle. I know Google has Notebook LM, which is cool. We've seen those audio overviews.
Notebook LM is impressive, but the source makes a really important distinction here. It's a consumer tool. You have to manually drag and drop files. It doesn't have an API. You can't automate it.
So for a company like Sling, that just doesn't scale.
Right. Auto Content API positions itself as the enterprise infrastructure version of that. It lets you build a pipeline.
So if I'm Sling, how do I build a Sling podcast network without hiring a producer?
You build an automation. So let's say you want a show called Shift Manager Daily. You set up a news scraper that's looking for stories relevant to your audience, tipping, law changes, retail trends, that kind of thing.
Okay, so the system finds a relevant article. Then what?
It feeds the text into the API. The API then uses what it calls multi-speaker dynamics. It assigns a host agent and an expert agent, kind of like us, and it generates a dialogue.
Wait, pause. Are we sure we aren't agents right now?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
It's a little suspicious.
But seriously, the quality is key. The source describes the voices as natural, steady, and believable. They're not those old robotic GPS voices.
Here is the killer app for Sling specifically, though. This really jumped out at me in the notes. Sling is global. Hospitality is global.
Right.
A huge portion of the kitchen workforce in the U.S. speaks Spanish or Portuguese. Or Tagalog.
Huge. And they are so often left out of the training materials because translation is expensive and dubbing a video is incredibly expensive.
But with this API?
It supports over 50 languages. So Sling produces Shift Manager Daily in English, but basically instantaneously the workflow translates the script and resynthesizes the audio into Spanish, French, German.
That is wild. You are effectively multiplying your total addressable market by 5 times.
Or not.
About.
And you're building loyalty. If Sling is the only app that teaches me how to manage my schedule in my native language, I'm never leaving. It creates a moat.
It's inclusion through automation.
Right.
I like that. But let's shift gears to the scary part, the attention economy.
Yeah.
TikTok, Reels, Shorts.
The vertical video revolution.
It's not just for dancing teenagers anymore, right? The source argues that for a brand in 2025, if you're not doing vertical video, you basically don't exist.
It's mandatory, but the algorithm is brutal. It demands volume. To grow on TikTok, you need to post 3 to 5 times a day.
Which, for a human social media manager, that is a burnout factory. You can't sustain that quality.
Precisely. So Sling adopts the faceless strategy using the Video Create Shorts endpoint.
How does that work?
You take a quick tip from your blog, something simple. How to handle a no-show employee, a classic restaurant problem.
Oh, yeah.
You feed that text into the API. It finds relevant stock footage or uses an avatar, lip syncs the script, adds those snappy subtitles everyone uses, and boom, you have a 9.16 video.
And again, it's the cost arbitrage here that allows the strategy.
Exactly. If a manual short costs $300 to produce, you have to be really careful. You need to be sure it's going to work so you become risk averse.
But if it costs 400 credits, 4 euros,
you can throw 100 videos at the wall.
It's creative testing at scale.
Yes. You can try a funny tone, a serious tone, a male voice, a female voice. The data tells you what works, not your gut. You stop guessing.
There's another feature here that I think is maybe the most powerful for a company like Sling. The source calls it newsjacking.
This relies on real-time intelligence. The API integrates with data feeds from ex-formerly Twitter and Reddit.
So let's role play this.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm a line cook and I go on the subreddit Kitchen Confidential to complain. And suddenly, a topic like shift scheduling nightmare starts trending.
Right.
Maybe a server crashed on the 4th of July.
A PR disaster for whoever crashed, but a massive opportunity for Sling.
So how fast can they move?
The system detects the trend. It uses the Deep Research API to read the threads and analyze why people are angry. Oh, the app crashed because of volume.
And that.
Within 5 minutes, I mean, literally while the thread is still hot, the system generates a script. Is your scheduling app crashing? Here's how Sling handles high volume. It makes the video and it posts it.
So while the competitors are calling their legal team or trying to wake up their social media manager.
Yeah. Sling is already there with the solution. It positions them as the immediate answer to breaking frustrations. That is how you win the attention economy. You're not just creating content. You're reacting to the cultural conversation in real time.
That is incredible. But also, it feels like a lot of noise. If everyone does this, don't we just flood the internet?
That is the concern. But there's one area where more is actually better if you do it right. And that's SEO.
Search engine optimization.
Right. Sling wants to rank for terms like best scheduling app for restaurants in Chicago or Austin or London.
Oh, I know this trap. Usually companies just make one page, duplicate it 5,000 times, and just find and replace the city name.
And Google hates that. They call it thin content. It gets you penalized. It looks super spammy.
So how does the API solve this without hiring 5,000 writers?
It uses deep research agents. These are powered by LLMs like Gemini or OpenAI. They don't just write, they browse the live web.
So for the Chicago page, the agent actually goes and looks up Chicago stuff.
Exactly. It finds unique local labor laws for Illinois. It finds specific hospitality trends in Chicago. Maybe it mentions a local restaurant expo. Then it generates a unique 500-word guide just for that city.
But it doesn't stop at text, right? Based on what we've been talking
about. No. It also generates a unique audio summary for that page and a unique video. So when Google crawls that page, it sees high information density, mixed media, and local relevance.
That's the holy grail.
Yeah.
High quality, but at programmatic scale.
It creates what they call a traffic floodgate. You're not tricking the search engine. You're actually providing the best answer for that specific local query.
Wow. We've covered a lot of ground here. We've gone from customer support videos to global podcasts to real-time viral shorts to these massive SEO campaigns. Mm-hmm. It's a little overwhelming when you think about it all at once.
And that's why the source material refers to this as content infrastructure. You have to stop thinking of it as a creative project. It's a utility, like electricity. You just turn the tap on.
But what does this all mean for the bottom line? We talked about the pennies versus dollars, but there's a bigger strategic play here, isn't there?
There is. It's the long tail ROI.
Meaning?
When your production cost drops by, say, 99%, you can profitably create content for niche audiences that you previously just ignored.
Give me an example.
Okay, so Sling might never hire a video team to make a guide on scheduling for dog walkers. The market is just too small. It's not worth the $3,000 video cost.
But if the video costs 4 euros...
Why not? I mean, even if only 50 people watch it, if one of them signs up, you've made a profit. You can saturate every tiny niche of the scheduling market. You stop competing for just the big, broad keywords, and you start winning the thousands of tiny battles that your competitors are too lazy or too expensive to fight.
It's a total shift in mindset, but I have to ask, and I think the listeners are probably wondering this too, if Sling does this, and then their competitor does this, and then every company on Earth does this,
then we're all swimming in a sea of infinite content.
Exactly. If the barrier to entry is zero, doesn't the value of the content just go to zero?
This brings us to the final and maybe the most important provocation from the source material. We're entering an era of infinite media. The barrier to entry isn't making the media anymore. We solved that.
So what's the new barrier?
Trust.
Because if everything looks polished and professional, how do I know what's real? How do I know who to trust?
That is the question. If Sling uses this ATI, they will have perfect audio, perfect video, perfect grammar, but that doesn't guarantee a human connection.
So the companies that win won't just be the ones with the best automation?
No. The winners will be the ones who figure out how to infuse their brand values, their unique point of view, their soul into the machine.
So the challenge isn't can we build it, it's can we make it feel like us?
Precisely. Automation buys you efficiency, it buys you scale, but it does not buy you loyalty. You still have to earn that.
That is a lot to chew on. From automated podcasts for Spanish-speaking kitchen staff to AI agents newsjacking Reddit threads, the tools are here. The question is, how will you use them?
Indeed.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. We'll catch you on the next one.